Jesus had chosen his 12 disciples, and for about three years they had been wandering around with him, seeing what he was doing and hearing what he was saying. But really, they misunderstood Jesus' purpose. They thought that he had come to be an earthly king, to found an earthly kingdom, and to conquer the Romans and make Israel a great kingdom. So when Jesus said to them, "My purpose is to die, and I'm going to be crucified, and 3 days later that I will rise from the dead," he said it several times, but somehow it never went in. Now, the time that I'm telling the story is Passover night. Passover, remember, was when they celebrated their rescue from Egypt, their salvation story, their new year when they went from the old of being a slave to the new freedom. It was when they had put the blood of the Lamb on the door, and when God saw it, he passed over. That is the night that this story is going to start happening. Now, there's another festival I have not mentioned. It was called the Day of Atonement. The Day of Atonement was once a year. The Jewish people had a central temple, and every year they had to go to the temple 3 times. One of them was for the Day of Atonement. On the day, the temple was a great big place like this with a big wall around it, and then the temple itself was in the center with 2 different rooms. Now, the main room was right here. It was called the Holy of Holies, and God said, "Although I'm everywhere, and nothing can contain me, this place specially represents me. And because I am holy, I am perfect, you cannot come in because you have sinned. You are not perfect. Sin and holiness cannot mix." So to symbolize that separation, there was a thick and very beautiful curtain there. You could not go through it. If you went in there, God said you would die. But on the Day of Atonement, a representative, a middleman, could go in. The high priest could go in, and he took in the blood of a lamb that had died for the people. Took in the blood, and God said, "I will continue to be your God and forgive you for this year." Notice in this story, there is something about the curtain and what happens to it. Now, one of Jesus' 12 disciples decided to go to the priests and say, "I'm willing to sell Jesus to you. You can arrest him." So they gave him money, and he led them to where Jesus was. And the priests, who had been plotting ever since the death of Lazarus to kill Jesus, arrested Jesus. They beat him, they told lies about him, and they put the Roman governor under huge pressure until finally this man, who was very weak, crumbled and said, "Look, I wash my hands of the whole thing. It's your responsibility. You can kill him." So the story starts here. 2 criminals were led out to be executed with Jesus. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified them. One was crucified on Jesus' right and one on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they gambled for Jesus' clothes. Now the people in the crowd were watching. The religious leaders came up and sneered at Jesus. "You saved others. Save yourself if you are the Christ, the chosen one of God." The soldiers also sneered and said, "Save yourself, if you are the king of the Jews." And they offered him wine vinegar. For above Jesus' head was written, "This is the King of the Jews." Now, one of the criminals also hurled insults at Jesus. "If you are the Christ, save yourself and then save us." But the other criminal rebuked him and said, "Don't you fear God? We deserve to be here, for we have only received what we deserved. But Jesus has done nothing wrong." And he turned to Jesus and said, "When you come into your kingdom, remember me." Jesus said to him, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Now, from 12 midday until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, there was darkness over all the land, for the sun had stopped shining. And the temple in the curtain ripped from side to side. And Jesus called out in a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And then he died. Now the Roman centurion who had seen all these things praised God and said, "Surely this man was a righteous man."